this alarm clock.
Yeah.
I get home, I set the alarm, I'm watching these shows. All of a sudden, I kind of doze off, I think, during Meet My Folks, which was funny as hell. Some girl starts crying during that show. Did you happen to see that?
No.
Through the lie detector?
No.
This girl, like, get ready to rip the equipment off, bawling, crying. The questions are so personal, and she's so upset.
Oh, ridiculous.
How hilarious that one of these silly little shows, somebody starts crying.
Oh, God.
Takes it all seriously. Do we have that on tape?
Yeah. Sure.
Check it out when they get the lie detector. You'll see this chick wig out. It's hilarious. Ugh. Anyway, I wake up and I notice that my clock is stuck at like 10:05 or something like that. I'm like, what's the matter with my clock? And my brand new alarm
clock. Brand new, yeah. Direct from the drugstore.
Well, the second hand is stuck on the minute hand. So the second hand can't move forward, which means the minute hand can't move forward because it won't make a minute. I'm like, what the? How can this possibly be?
How much did this thing cost?
$7.
Oh, so you get what you pay for.
I know. Well, come on. I should get one night with my clock, shouldn't I?
I always wondered about those clocks behind the cashier.
I need it
at the,
for three nights.
At the
three nights
store.
Is all I need out of this clock. I mean, it's glowing in the dark perfectly. I can read it.
Yeah, right.
It's like, hey,
probably
glow in the dark.
Causes cancer
cool.
Or something terrible.
Too bad I can only see one time, the time it's stuck on.
Yeah.
So I start trying to shake it, you know, anything to make that hand go by the other hand, you know, so I can start having time go by. It's hopeless. So then I start, like, trying to stick a knife in the plastic cover.
Yeah,
you know,
in the little hole and try to pop it.
Right.
Yeah.
Hopeless. So guess what I do?
You just broke the faceplate off.
I stabbed it.
Yeah.
I just went, stabbed it with a pen.
Yeah, anything to break the plastic.
You know,
base.
Break the plastic.
Yeah, definitely.
So I can just get, a pen in there to move to try and bend that second hand back.
Right.
Well, I finally bend it back. I break the second hand. Bending it back.
Oh, no.
But.
Well, that thing was really built.
I know. What a nice $7 clock. Well, time starts going forward again. It ticks on without the second hand. So everything's cool, except now my stabbing exercise has destroyed the alarm function.
Oh, my God.
The alarm set function no longer will even move. I'm stuck at 2:45 a.m. till eternity. I have to get up at 2:45 a.m. forever and ever and ever. So call Screaming Scott.
It's a good thing time's the same everywhere.
I know.
Because otherwise you'd be all screwed up.
So Screaming Scott woke me up at 4, and I'm like, oh, God, coming back at 4:30.
Yeah, Scott was telling me about this morning.
Well, I wake up at 5:20.
Yeah, right. God
damn, Scott didn't call me.
Right, because he was saying it was like going over into the machine. I was like, uh-oh, not good.
Yeah. So I wake up, call Mark. I'm running around all of a sudden. Phone rings.
Yeah.
It's Scott. 5:20. Drew, I've been calling you every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
He came in us, he goes, hey, would you guys mind giving Drew a call and trying to wake him up? He's like, if I leave one more message, I'm just going to end up on your morning show.
Yeah.
He's all over that machine. So, anyways, stupid alarm clock.
Oh, man. Oh, brother.
Pisses me off.
So now what? You going to up to the $15 model today?
Yeah, I'm going to go buy another one today.
I'd pop for the 15 bucker. See if your luck's any better.
They did have one that was, I think, $21
or
$20.95.
Ooh.
I have to go for it.
A big spender. Man.
These are important days, too.